So welcome everyone, and thank you Medscape for having me back. I'm Dr. Mararki, and I'm the Chief Medical Officer of the Institute on Healthcare Directives, and I'm the Medical Director of the Department of Emergency Medicine for UPMC Hammett in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I'm also the principal investigator of a series of studies called the TRIAD series, which stands for the Realistic Interpretation of Advanced Directives. And what we're gonna do today is to talk about emergencies and natural disasters and end-of-life documents, such as living wills and pulse documents, but also patient-to-clinician video as shown to be beneficial in Triad 8. So to recap, we're going to talk about a few things, the first being the living will. And a living will is an effective document when you come across it, meaning it's valid and legal. You're not supposed to follow it. But you have to have some degree of an interpretation with it, which then can trigger it or enact it. And that's when you're supposed to use it to guide your care and treatment for a patient or an end-of-life care patient. Now, a pulse or a physician's order for life-sustaining treatment is different. That is a live medical order. It is supposed to be immediately actionable, but it still requires some degree of an interpretation because areas and medical conditions can be vague, and that's what physicians are supposed to do, is to clear up those situations. But you also have to be careful with pulse documents because there's errors in pulse creation because you're not the one who created the document, and someone else may have had a different perception as far as the conversation that occurred. Now, the third thing we're going to talk about is patient-to-clinician video. And an example of that is something called MIDIO, or My Informed Decision on Video. Now, MIDIO or patient-to-clinician video can be very factual, and it's very directional. And when done correctly, they can be very helpful in guiding care and treatment for both the normal as well as end-of-life care patient. So in a natural disaster, for example, a hurricane or, God forbid, even the Vegas shooting situation, if you're not an end-of-life care patient and you have a living will or pulse document, it could actually place you in harm's way. And the reason being is responders are trained to move quickly to provide care. So responders will move, and they will move in a direction for those patients wanting to receive care. Their perception will be, if you have a document such as a living will or pulse, that you may not want to receive care and treatment. So, and we have shown through Triad 8 as well as the previous Triad studies that it is a common error, a common medical error, that providers, when confronted with a patient with a critical illness, may either act too aggressively or not aggressive enough to save their life. So, but now if you have a form of patient-to-clinician video, again, as shown in our most recent Triad 8 study, it can be very beneficial for the patient. It can be very beneficial for the provider because it's factual, it's directional, and it's not an interpretation, and it's not a guess. So, but there's a push out here right now, and this push is to have all patients create living wills and pulse documents and create them in their natural disaster, or place them in their natural disaster toolbox. So rather than placing all patients in harm's way, my feeling is that we should only recommend these to patients, and I think it makes sense to recommend these to patients who have terminal illnesses or are at high risk of end-of-life scenarios, and have those patients keep a living will or pulse in their toolbox. All other patients in the communities really should store those documents because they're mostly created as part of your estate plan or just good advanced care planning, and store them in a safe place. And let your appointed agents make the decision for you when the time is needed to make that decision for you. Or we should recommend to folks to create some form of patient-to-clinician video. Now, the take-home points in a disaster are going to be these. Triad research has shown us that education and training is still very much needed for emergency responders. Living wills and pulse documents should not be part of a disaster toolkit unless a patient is terminally ill or at high risk of end-of-life scenarios. Patient-to-clinician video can be very helpful and very effective for both normal patients in the community as well as end-of-life care patients, especially in disaster scenarios. And more products are becoming available in the market. For example, My Informed Decision on Video, or MIDIO, My Directives, has an arm of its software that can allow for recording of patient-to-clinician video, and there's another product called My Own Voice. So when in a disaster and presented with end-of-life documents, I want you to consider utilizing one of the previously published on Medscape patient safety checklists that we utilize to help you get it right for patients in a disaster. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank Medscape for having me back to inform you about these critical issues.